big man Leonard jumping for Carver. Charlie Anderson for Mark Smith. Dogs would like to break on top, but they won't. Not for the moment, anyway. Whitaker's shot is up, no good. Rebound and a foul will be on who? Charlie Anderson. That is Charlie's second personal foul. Make it his third. It'll be a 1-1 for Whitaker. Whitaker, a fine shot at the free throw line, standing in with 19 points. Is that? It is. Good. He has two as he would foul in the act. 66-65, Carver by one. Second shot is up. It's good. 67-65, Carver by two. Bonifay and Peak across the timeline. 2:50 remaining in the second overtime. Bonifay drives to the baseline, passes underneath to Charlie. He loses it out of bounds. So Carver has a great chance here. Routes across the timeline for the Wildcats. Goes to Whitaker. Whitaker and the big man Leonard. Leonard turns around, shoots. It's up. It's good. Carver by 4 points, 69-65. 2 minutes and a half remaining in the second overtime. Bonifay in, looking around, trying to work it into the big man. They want to get Leonard out of there if they can. Charlie, turnaround jumper's up. No foul, and Carver controls. The Bulldogs with their backs to the wall now with 2:10. And traveling called on Rouse. We'll take it, my friend, in the backcourt. Richard to toss it in to Bonifay. They've got it tied up soon. Bonifay drives to the outside on the left side, comes back to the free throw line, looks for Charlie, works it to him. Charlie can't control it. Now he comes back out to Bonifay. Bonifay with a bounce pass to Charlie. Charlie drives, his layup's up and in. The big man can't get on him because he's got four fouls. 69-67, 1:50 left in the game. Will Carver freeze it? Let's see. Peek out front, Bonifay to Whitaker. And they've got the three out front the way they were working it before. They may attempt a freeze. 1:38. Willis to Rouse. Rouse moves to the big man. Leonard. Leonard's five-footer. No good. He's called for traveling, and we'll have it again in the backcourt. Shuffling those feet. And Jimmy Johnson eyeing the Carver benches. Apparently somebody said something over there that he didn't particularly care for. Now they come and bring it down court. Bonifay in the left corner, working around. Passes to Charlie. Charlie's turnaround shot's up. No good. Rebounded by the big man, Leonard, for Carver. To Rouse. Bonifay working on Rouse. 69-67, 1 minute, 3 seconds remaining. Whitaker feeding Leonard. Leonard, let's see, a steal and a foul. And will it be on the big man? It is. That's his fifth personal foul. He goes out. So now Mark Smith has more or less equal terms for the first time. Checking into the ball game will be Richard Mahone, who is a fine basketball player in his own right. We saw a lot of him in last year and in the tournament in Macon. So here's the situation. David Lee, at the free throw line. 69-67 is your score. 59 seconds remain in the second overtime. If David has 13 points, he needs 15. We need him. Shot is up. It is no good. Rebound is by David Lee. He feeds Charlie Anderson. Charlie shot is up. No, it's blocked. Jump ball beneath Mark Smith's basket. A great defensive play on the part of Mahone. Timeout with 55 seconds remaining in this second overtime. Carver 69, Mark Smith 67.
69-67. Mark Smith must control this tip with 55 seconds to go. We have a jump ball at the Mark Smith key, and let's see what the strategy will be. The two big men for Carver are out, but they have so many substitutes, they just keep coming. 69-67. Here we go.
Mahone jumping against Charlie beneath Mark Smith's basket. Important tip. It's coming up. It's controlled by Bonifay. Bonifay working the ball on the left side. 50 seconds remaining. Bounce pass into Charlie. Charlie's layup's up. It's good and a foul on Mahone. 69-69, and Charlie will go to the line with 29 points. He'll have a chance for 30. Charlie has 31 points. I'm sorry. He'll have a chance for 32. It's up. It's good. 70 to 69. 46 seconds left. Oh, brother, if we could get the ball now. Make them come to us. Rouse working across the timeline to Willis. Now they trail by one. 35 seconds. Rouse drives in. Stops. Can't go. Out front to Willis. Willis drives in. Back to Rouse. Mark Smith in a tight defense. 30 seconds. Rouse dribbles around. Takes a 15-footer. It's good. 71-70. Bye. And Bonifay comes out of his shoe. Bonifay is out of his shoe, and the official has not even said anything. Charlie Anderson with the ball. Shoots a 5-footer. No good. Let's see what it is. A charging foul on Anderson. A charging foul on Anderson is called with 15 seconds left. Cam Bonifay has been out of his shoe now for about, I guess, a minute, 30 or 40 seconds, and no official has even called anything. He's supposed to have an official timeout. Now it's timeout on the court with 15 seconds remaining in the second overtime. Carver 71, Mark Smith 70.
71-70, 15 seconds to go, and look for a quick foul by Mark Smith.
That's the only thing they can do, and hope Carver misses on a 1-1. Coach Mint Williams across the way asking something of the bench, I know not what. Carver will work its best to get it in quickly. They've got 3 seconds. Mark Smith will really work on it. Bonifay steals it. Layup shot is up and in by Quinn. 10 seconds. 72-71. Mark Smith by one. Rouse to Whitaker. Whitaker shot. A foul. A foul. No basket. A foul on David Lee with 5 seconds left. The basket did not count. It went in, but it did not count. Lee made the foul. He had to do it. It's a 1-1 situation. Cam Bonifay made a tremendous play. He made a clutch steal as they had to get the ball in. Here's the situation. There's 5 seconds left in the second overtime. We may be here all night. Mark Smith, 72. Carver, 71. Whitaker is in line with a crucial 1-1. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebound, Mark Smith. Prince dribbles down court. 2 seconds. One. He shoots from 33.